Excuse me. Can I just get behind you? I'm just trying to get my jacket that's behind you. It's on the other side. The red cardigan? Thanks. Yeah, I'm heading out. I'm a bit over this, to be honest. You don't seem to be thrilled to be here either. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but you are very scowly. I mean, it's definitely working for you, though. I just came here because I live down the hall. They literally dragged me off the elevator and herded me through the door. Like, I'm still in my work clothes here. No, I didn't come as a disgruntled barista. And what are you supposed to be? A smug, pale asshole? A vampire? Oh, those are very pointed teeth. I'm quaking in my boots. To be fair, though, those are actually really good. What kind of glue did you use? No glue? You're really committing to this bit, huh? Well, I've got better booze at my place if you're interested. Yeah, I'm serious. Or did you really want to sip some pumpkin spice punch for the rest of the night? I didn't think so. Come on. Oh, and grab that tray of cookies right there while nobody's watching. Ugh, so glad to be out of there. I'm just down the hall over here. The only door without all the crap up. I mean, it's just one night, and you're gonna have to take it all down at some point. Especially because the superhero is a bit of a dick. Listen, you're not gonna, like, try to murder me once we get in here, are you? I'll be really disappointed. No, I'm just saying, don't be a cliche. Welcome to my hole in the wall. Why are you just standing there? You need me to invite you in? Oh, wow. You are trying really hard not to get late, huh? I mean, why else would I lure you here under the guise of booze and cookies? You think it's for your winning personality? Get your ass in here and close the door behind you. I'll go get the booze, so just make yourself as comfortable as you'd like. You vampy boy. So, how did you end up at the saddest Halloween party of the century? Friend of a friend? I was gonna say, I think I'd remember a hot brooding type roaming these halls. You're not gonna touch your drink? I worked hard on that drink. Not your speed, huh? Well, if I knew you were coming over, I'd have popped down to the store for some blood. But I guess mine will just have to do. Thirsty? I mean, the way you're eyeing my neck is very telling. Here, just let me get a little bit closer. Not gonna lie, I've always had a thing for vampires. The whole creature of the night thing? Is very sexy. I want to get a nice close look at those fangs. So why don't you scooch back on the couch there and let me sit on your lap. Dang, look at those fangs. They look so fucking real. Can I touch them? I caught that tiny gasp. Does it feel good to have me in your lap like this? Oh, my lips grazing your jaw. Our lips gently touching. So how long has it been since someone took care of you? You know, someone who's made your eyes roll back and had you groaning. Oh, vampy boy. You're so pent up, aren't you? Oh, poor creature wants to come. Oh, you're not much of a vampire. All those gasps and whines and bucking your hips. So very desperate. You're practically humping my hand, vampy boy. No. Patience there, horny little bloodsucker. I don't think you've earned the right to come. Not yet, at least. Let's get under these pants first. Holy fuck. Your skin is so cool. My warm palm, though? How does that feel against your cock? Don't try to hide. I want to see your whimpering face. Fucking pathetic. Fangs bared, eyes ablaze. All for what? Just to show? You can barely think with my hand gliding up and down your cock. Such a perfect cock, though. Already all glistened in pre-cum? Oh, and twitching in my palm. Oh, Vampy, why are you so shivery? Already begging to come? I told you that we will wait. But go ahead and keep pleading anyway. Your desperation makes me so fucking wet. Oh, what was that? I couldn't hear you. Say that again? Oh, you want me to fuck you? I'd love to. So go on now and take those clothes off. Good boy. Now spread your legs for me and put your hands over your head. Oh, fuck. Look at you. On display like an undead little slut. Don't worry, Vampy. You'll get to come. I'm gonna put your legs on my shoulders. Don't worry, though. I'll keep touching that throbbing cock of yours. Oh, and how about some kisses? All down the inside of your thighs. Oh, was that a lovely shiver? Nope, keep those hands up. I'm the only one stroking this cock tonight. Oh, look at you moaning. Such a little slut. You look so good spread wide open for me like this. What if I licked this sensitive little hole? I'll get you nice and wet for my fingers. Patience there, Vampy boy. Let me get them all slick to slide them in deep. Oh, lucky for you. I keep the lube under the couch. Just don't ask why. I'm gonna slide one in. Oh, I can't understand you. What was that you said? One more? Oh, do you feel that? Oh, fuck. You feel so good wrapped around my fingers. Arch your back a little more. Oh, yeah, just like that. A good vampy boy gets to come. Oh, I'm just gonna stimulate that prostate of yours with my fingers. Oh, look at you whimpering. Oh, so desperate for more. Oh, you're so fucking pathetic. You're such a dirty little vampire slut you are. Oh, you like that, don't you? Oh, a little bit faster. Oh, how about three fingers? Slides right in. Oh. All this whining for release. Let it go. Oh, God. It must have been so long since your last orgasm. Oh, my God. You're squirming so much. And look at that cock twitching as I stroke it. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? Oh, you want to come? Oh, all this whining for release. Let me hear you beg. Beg me to come. Oh, beg me. Beg me to pound your ass harder. And beg me to stroke this cock faster. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at that cock twitching right on the edge. All this whining for release. Just let it go. Go ahead. You can come. Go on. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at all this cum. Oh. Shh. No, no. No, no, no. I am not done with you yet. You might want to grab the back of the couch. I always keep a strap on nearby, just in case some vampire boy needs a good fucking. Don't worry. I'm going to slide it in nice and slow. Fuck. Oh, there we go. Not gonna lie, though. You look really good like this, Vampy. Oh, how do you like that? My purple cock up your ass? You look really good like this, though. Such a good vampy boy. Oh, the moment I saw you, I wanted to spread you wide and get really deep. So close you can sink your teeth in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, your fangs. Are they real? Holy shit. Oh, feed on me. Oh, feed while I fuck you. Oh, good boy. Oh, drink me in. I'll take all you need. Oh, I can feel your heartbeat. Or is that mine? Oh God. Oh, fucking your ass like this. Oh, you feed on me. Oh, it's turning me on so much. Oh God. Oh, I'm getting so close. Oh my God. Oh, fucking me. Oh, all the sounds coming out of you. Oh, your mouth covered in blood. Holy shit. Oh yeah. Oh, come. Oh my God, I'm gonna come too. Just for a minute. Oh, I'm feeling kind of woozy. Probably the blood loss. Oh. Why did you not tell me that you were an actual vampire? Freaked out? I just fucked you into this century. I think we're way past that now. You're so warm now. Oh. Okay. I'll pull out now. Don't move. Your color's looking better too. Did I just fuck you back to life? Holy fuck. This is my first time breaking a curse by pegging. So what should we do now that you're a real boy? Tacos? I will never say no to tacos. So give me a minute, and I'll go put the order in. It gives us some time to clean up, since I highly doubt that the delivery driver is going to believe my pegging prowess.